In a six-year study of just over 136,000 nurses and health professionals, researchers at Harvard University School of Public Health in Massachusetts found that people who take ibuprofen regularly for headache or other pain reduce their risk of developing Parkinson's disease by nearly 40%. Taking one or two pills of ibuprofen two or more times per week was considered regular use. Other pain relievers, including aspirin and acetaminophen, did not show a similar protective benefit. Researcher Alberto Asqueria says ibuprofen appears to affect a neural pathway that's been implicated in the development of Parkinson's. At this point, Asquerio says experts would not recommend that people start taking ibuprofen to prevent Parkinson's, which typically strikes people 65 years of age and older. Worldwide, some estimates put the number of cases of the brain disorder at around 6 million cases.
Parkinson's is a relatively rare disease, so we are not expecting millions of people to take ibuprofen to prevent Parkinson's.
On the downside, ibuprofen can cause stomach, kidney, liver, and urological problems if not used carefully. Asqueria says researchers will now be studying whether the medication benefits those who've been diagnosed with the disease.
What we need to really to prove that if they take ibuprofen, they will do better in the long term. So what we need to do is a large trial, a clinical trial, to test whether ibuprofen could be helpful in people with Parkinson's.
A study describing a possible beneficial link between ibuprofen use and Parkinson's is published in the journal Neurology. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.